Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget removes the farmland conversion fee. And that fee is charged to developers who want to rezone preserved farmland at 3 times the assessed value of the property. The idea is to keep the land for agricultural use. After learning that Governor Walker's next biennial budget would eliminate that fee, the Wisconsin Board of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection released a resolution opposing that move. Andy Dirks is the board's chair.
We were sort of surprised to see in the governor's budget, and you know, we understand the position the department's in, but it's something we feel very strongly about, that you know, once you lose that farmland development, it never comes back. That transition never happens the other way.
The Wisconsin Farmers Union is also concerned about the possible demise of the farmland conversion fee. Scott Schultz is the organization's executive director. He says the fee helps protect farmland. The fee pays for the Purchase of Agriculture Conservation Easement Program, where farmers are provided property tax relief to keep their land for farm use, even on the outskirts of a metropolitan area.
As far as property taxes are concerned, if that's taxed as its potential of for development, a farmer's no way going to be able to afford to stay on that land.
A spokesman with Governor Walker's office says Walker believes the farmland conversion fee became a barrier to economic development in rural areas. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.